I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Religious intolerance presents itself in a variety of ways, even within the same nation. In China, while some aspects are beginning to open up to Christianity, more subtle intolerances are also beginning to pop up. And then, we'll reveal what's happening when a couple begin sharing their stories of Christ in Central Asia. That story in just a moment. Let's begin today with a look at the conflicting reports that are putting a question mark behind religious freedom in China. Accounts released earlier this year pointed toward more freedoms for religious groups, but recent developments are causing concern for persecution watchdogs like Open Doors USA. We spoke with Open Doors CEO and President David Curry.
The Chinese government seems to want to push for a nationalization of the Church of Jesus Christ, and I think that's a troubling, very, very troubling trend. Communist folks have been telling people, take down your symbols of Jesus, your icons of the cross, and instead put up pictures of Xi Jinping.
There's more to this story at missionnews.org, but
it seems so fundamental to us here in the United States because we have every freedom in the world. But if you don't have the ability to decide for yourself what you believe, are you free at all?
Christians are the largest social force in China not controlled by the Communist Party, and there are increasing efforts to bring them under state control. Would you remember to pray for these believers?
My prayer is for the Chinese churches that they will see what's happening around them. They'll get a heart for the persecuted church within their own boundaries and in the surrounding countries like North Korea.
Next, like parched earth, immediately soaking up the gift of rain, the people of Mozambique are thirsty for God's word. Every time Audio Scripture Ministries goes to do an audio Bible distribution in Mozambique, no matter how many they bring, it's never enough. Joshua Harrison with ASM shares.
One particular lady was still in line when they ran out at this recent distribution, and it was so heart-wrenching for them to see how she left weeping, just so hungry for God's word. She had walked I don't know how many miles to come and receive God's word in her own language in a way that she could hear it as an oral learner. And so it saddened our team so much because what can you do if you just run out? What can you say?
ASM is continuing to maximize resources and work strategically with pastors to get more audio Bibles into Mozambique. But the biggest help would honestly be more funds. And right now, they have a bold goal to raise $100,000 for audio Bibles before the end of the year. If you'd like to give a year-end gift to ASM, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Meanwhile,
please do pray that we would go to the right places and connect with the right local leaders so we can bring God's word most effectively to these areas where there's such great hunger.
And for a lot of people in the West, winter doesn't just mean the cold season. It also means Christmas. Towns will be lit by strings of lights, people gather together for holiday celebrations, and for a moment, the world might just feel a little more cheerful. But in Central Asia, this isn't the case. Two missionaries with Frontiers USA are trying to change this by sharing Christ with their Muslim neighbors. Frontiers USA's Perry LaHaye shares.
Jeremy and Kelsey have shared the good news with their Muslim friends, but they still don't know who he truly is or worship him. But Jeremy and Kelsey are there in Central Asia honoring Jesus where Christmas is not yet. They press on in sharing with their Muslim friends about their treasure, our treasure, so they can know and worship him. And they feel like it's amazing that God would use them to invite Muslims to follow Jesus. And God can use you as well by praying for Jeremy and Kelsey's friends, by giving to Frontiers workers, and you can even go. And you can find out more about that at frontiersusa.org. Let's bring the gospel to places where it's always winter and never Christmas.
So let's pray for Jeremy and Kelsey's ministry, that their friends would come to know Christ, and that the gospel would continue to spread throughout Central Asia. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In My Father's House by Ruth Dynica Erdell was originally written as a discipleship tool for Russian-speaking women. But this month, Slavic Gospel Association is sharing those stories for free because they were written by a woman for a woman to help you in your faith walk. Get your free copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.